Talking music.
Rap music in India is light and easy. Nearly all mainstream rappers rap about glitz, girls, booze and cars. Our guest Divine was cut from a different cloth. He raps about the rustic and rugged side of India, about the rough and tumble that an average Indian would experience. And he's getting more limelight with each passing day. He bagged an award yesterday. He was signed by Sony Music and his new song, Jungli Sher, is ruling the charts. Let's start talking music. Savan Studio ke angne mein andheri gali ka mehman hai. D-I-V-I-N-E. अरे डिवाइन आइला है भाई मेरे गली में मेरे गली में सो दिस ट्यून हैज बीन ऑन माय माइंड लाइक इवन व्हेन आई एम स्लीपिंग अरे पब्लिक लोग कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट तो करो अपने जंगली शेर को ही हैज वन जीमा अवार्ड फॉर बेस्ट इलेक्ट्रॉनिका सिंगर
न्यूक्ले के साथ जीते जंगल राजा के लिए
या तो कैन यू सिंग
जंगल राजा
या
इन गलियों का मैं राजा कभी गलियों में तू आजा सब शूटर मेरे जंगली छोटे शक्ल पे मत जाना अगर थोड़ा भी तू नकली मेरे बगल में मत आना पकड़ में ना आए तो फिर दगड़ से निशाना छोटे पंटरी पंटर है हंटरी हंटर है हाँ
छोटा सा मैं लड़का छोटी चीजों पे मैं भड़का मेरे दामे नहीं था तड़का घर पे बाप के रोज का लफड़ा दफना मुश्किलों को मेरी माँ की कमाई ने बाप वाला रोल निभाया मेरे भाई ने तैरना सीखा खाई में इसलिए शब्दों में गहराई है जिंदगी तो एक लड़ाई है जो पैसों में समाई है खोटी पटेली तुम्हारी पीके लिकर वाली डाई है इधर जिगर वाली डाई है तेरी टिपर वाली डाई है जो दिखता है वो बिकता है समझदार हो तो टिकता है पैसा हो तो लाला शिक्षा है उम्मीद गरीबों का रिक्शा है जो अमीर लेके निकला है इस जिस्मों के समंदर में सिकंदर वो जो जीता है दिलों को बेटा अंदर से छुटकारा पाओगे झंझट से मेहनत और थोड़ी मन्नत से थकान और थोड़ी किस्मत से पर्वत भी बनते कंकड़ से आराम योगी जन्नत में हम पले जहां तू बल्टी ले इस जंगल की कहानी में खिलाड़ी मेरे जंगली है खिलाड़ी मेरे जंगली है खिलाड़ी मेरे जंगली है इस जंगल की कहानी में खिलाड़ी मेरे जंगली है खिलाड़ी मेरे जंगली है खिलाड़ी मेरे जंगली है इस जंगल की कहानी में
तो There is one tune which is my favorite since childhood.
Yes.
Ta na 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 na.
Yeah, the Malgudi days.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm from Karnataka.
Wow.
So, why did you choose that particular catchy line?
Actually, I used to watch Doordarshan, right? So, that used to play on Doordarshan a lot of times when I was a little boy. So, that was stuck in my head from a very long time. And when I first started rapping and got into hip-hop, I knew about sampling and how they use old-school samples in new songs and make them sound very, fresh. So, I wanted that sample to be there. And I also come from Karnataka. I'm from Mangalore.
Awesome.
So, that's why I use that.
So, when did Divine become Jungli Sher?
Last year. I wrote Jungli Sher last year. It was written with Mere Gali Mein. Mere Gali Mein was written before Jungli Sher, but I wrote Jungli Sher right after Mere Gali Mein was done. Like, it was not released also. So, it's a pretty old song, like 1.5 years old. But I always had a plan that I'll release this song when it's about time, when it's the right time, when I get the right space and the right video for it. And it all worked out for me now.
Awesome. The video looks like fab.
Yeah. It is because of Vandana,
yes,
the one who directed it, and Sony Music, who backed me up so well, and they promoted a song like Jungli Sher, being in the Bollywood space, and was very surprising, and also I was very thrilled that they backed me up so well with this song, because Jungli Sher is not a song which will be played in the clubs and you'll see girls dancing to it. It's straight headphones, when you put on your headphones and maybe you're driving or go to the gym. It's that kind of a song. So that's... God is
huge.
Good. Yeah, God is good.
Okay, so you mentioned about God.
Yeah.
So why this name Divine? Because it sounds cool or you believe in God?
No, I believe in God, of course. Initially, when I first started rapping, I used to gospel rap. Like, I used to write about God, and that's where the name Divine came from. Then I switched my style. I got to know more about hip-hop. I thought, because the community was so small, I used to rap in English first. So the community was so small, and rap was such an alien music scene here, that I thought that I'll try and incorporate slangs in my songs. Like, hip-hop always had slangs. Like, even in the, now, till date, it has slangs. Like, the Americans talk in slangs. That's why it sounds so cool. So I thought, why not we talk in slangs in Hindi and put it in a song? And that's what we did, and it's working. Like, people relate to every slang that I say.
So tell us about your journey, your childhood days, and did you struggle? Yeah. What was the struggle like?
Yeah, the... So I was never into music, or I never knew that I would get into music. Till my sixth grade, I was born in Kurla. Then I moved to Sahar, near the airport, behind the airport. So I was living there till my sixth grade. That's when my dad separated from me. My mom was always working abroad. She was in Qatar at that time, and my brother was working in Qatar itself. So I was left alone with my nani. So I had to come to JB Nagar for that. So that Sahar house was left out, and I moved to JB Nagar. But Sahar was really the place which really opened my eyes. It's because I used to, whenever I used to run around there and play bare feet soccer and go to church and crave for a shoe, and all these things used to hit me, and my mom is not at home, and my open houses.
Looking at the planes.
Yeah, looking at the planes, and my mom is not at home, and I'm going to my open house alone, and the teachers are asking me, where are your parents, and I'm bringing my auntie, and you know, look, all those things used to prick me a lot. Then I came to my nani. It was very cool because nani is always cool. So I got caught up in all kinds of, I was hanging out with friends that were very older to me. When I was like 8th, 9th standard, I was going to the clubs in my 9th standard. Clubs meaning not drinking or smoking, just hanging out with guys because it was cool, and it's nani, so I could fool my nani. She used to sleep, and I used to just sneak out of the house and come back in the morning, and you know, I was getting caught up. But I was going to school also, because if I didn't go to school, mom is not gonna send me books, or it's gonna send me pocket money. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, then when I passed out my 10th standard, I came to college. I went to National College in Bandra. I really was into hip-hop. So from the 9th to the 11th standard, I was listening to hip-hop every day. Like, and I didn't have a CD player or a computer at home. So we used to go to a common house of one of my friends, and he had a computer, the Pentium one. So we used to go on that, and we used to all listen to music together. So I was the rap lover. One guy was a rock lover. One guy. So raps just got into me is because it was so many words in one song, and how can they say this, and how are they rhyming? So I used to go back and look into the lyrics and find out how they're writing this. So then I started researching more. I did a lot of history about hip hop and where it came from. I got to know it came from the streets, and it was about messages and unity and all these things. But everything evolves, and now rap is something else now. There's always good and bad and everything. So that's what the whole motive is now, to really bring in real hip-hop. We'll mix up. Like, I got an award for an electronic single. I never rapped on an electronic beat before. So I'll try out new things. I'll try out fresh things. But we'll keep the roots true. You know, we'll keep it true to ourselves. And
strong.
Yeah.
So who has been your inspiration in writing your thoughts, putting it across through these, you know,
it's local. Yeah, it's, first off, it's my friends, the way I grew up. It's my mom. All these, the guys who were really close to me, they really inspired me. Like, my mom inspired me to work hard every day. Like, sacrifice things if you really want to do something. Like, she left me when I was 3, and she's going to retire now in like 4 or 5 months. So such a long time she was without her kids, just for us to grow well and just for us to do something for us. So I understood that hard work really pays off because I really came from the slums. Like I don't lie in my rhymes. I was really I used to really live in a house where it was made out of patras, you know. So and to buying a house now in JB Nagar. So I realized all these things, and my friends were my moral support always, is because my brother was not here. Like you can see my friends in my videos. They are standing behind me. And when someone stands behind you, it really makes a difference. It's because you're not alone then. I was not shy, camera shy. It's because my friends were always backing me up. Like, yo, go, do this, go do this. So it really feels, you know, different when somebody is backing you up. Like when you fight someone alone, it's a different feel. When you come out with 3-4 guys, you automatically feel like, oh my God, I can kill this opposite guy. So that's what I really appreciate, that I had good friends.
So teach me tricks to learn rapping or to do
tricks,
a rap.
There's no tricks to learn rapping. Rap is very natural, actually, because it took me like 2 years to only understand how you could really write a few lines, you know, because every line has like, if you write like 6 words in one line and the next line, if you write 4 words, you have to make sure that 4 words are breaking down into 6 words. Like the syllables, right? So it's very difficult for someone who's starting. I think if you want to rap now, you should just go and copy your favorite rapper's lyrics or a favorite song and just try to hum it, and just try to put in your tune then. You know, maybe then you can, that's the easiest trick. That's what I did. That's what I used to look into lyrics, read it, then do it by myself, like recite it by myself. And then try to make my own stuff, because you really get to know how long you're taking to say one sentence, and you know.
Yeah, it has to match the meter.
Yeah, yeah, because some guys can really rap fast, some guys can really rap slow, some guys rap with melody. So it's different kinds of rap.
So best rapper according to you and his favorite rap piece.
There's
which,
no
you
best
know?
Rapper. I think I love a lot of rappers.
Okay.
Well, the most I love is Nas. His name is Nasir Jones. He's pretty old now. He grew up with Jay-Z and all. He has an album called Illmatic. That was my favorite album. And he used to write his verses from the bottom to the top. So that was really crazy to me. And he used to really say stories. And he's not so famous. Like, you know Nas? No.
No, I don't
see,
know.
See, you don't know. It's because the good rappers are either not famous or they're dead. So at least to me. Because all my favorite rappers are either dead or not very famous.
So, who are the other Indian artists that you adore or look upon?
Right now, I love Nuclear a lot. It's because he's really changing the whole electronic scene. The whole he's mixing in folk music with electronic and keeping that essence South Indian. Some songs have South Indian instruments, some sound have like North Indian, and then he uses rap now, he used me, so that is very interesting to me. That Nuclear is I think the next big thing for our country.
Boys from
which is the song which is on the loop mode currently on your phone?
On my phone? Jungli Sher. No, I'm tired of hearing that song. I still don't get tired is because I've heard the song like maybe I must have given it 500,000 views in my head. Right now I'm listening to a lot of Kendrick Lamar. As I said, his album To Pimp a Butterfly, it's a very, very crazy album. You can't you can't listen to that album once and get done with it. Like, you have to listen to it again because it has a lot of jazz and rock and rap and rhymes and metaphors and similes and, you know, all these things. You have to catch one by one. So that is interesting to me, to replay the song. I like the replay value of the song. You know, I just don't like to hear one song and it's in my head then. It's in your head is because it was very simple, you know. And I don't like, simple stuff also is good, but very simple stuff is just boring to me.
Intricate.
Yeah, I like a little, because I like to listen to music. I don't like to hear. I like to listen. So that's...
And live it.
Yeah.
So if you were to sing or dedicate a song for Saavan listeners, what would that be?
Right now?
Yeah.
Listen to Mere Gari Mein, Jungli Sher, Ye Mera Bombay, Jungle Raja.
You were supposed to sing, not mention.
Right now, what song you guys should listen? छोटा सा मैं लड़का छोटी चीजों पे मैं भड़का मेरे दाल में नहीं था तड़का घर पे बाप के रोज का लफड़ा दफना मुश्किलों को मेरी माँ की कमाई ने बाप वाला रोल निभाया मेरे भाई ने तैरना सीखा खाई में इसलिए शब्दों में गहराई है जिंदगी तो एक लड़ाई है जो पैसों में समाइए खोटी पटेली तुम्हारी पी के लिकर वाली डाइये इधर जिगर वाली डाइये तेरी टिपर वाली डाइये जो दिखता है वो बिकता है समझदार हो तो टिकता है पैसा हो तो लाला शिक्षा है उम्मीद गरीबों का रिक्शा है जो अमीर लेके निकला है इस जिस्मों के समंदर में सिकंदर वो जो जीता है दिलों को बेटा अंदर से बाकी का जाके YouTube पे चेक कर क्या
जंगली शेर
या
व्हाट डू यू ईट
क्या बोलते हैं नेजी दबा क्या बुरे ले बमाए अपन कुछ करते ना यार अपने पब्लिक के लिए करते ना है बाप पटेल लोग के लिए भाई अपना पाशाल के लिए ओ एक नंबर क्या बोलते हैं किधर है तू किधर है
मुंबई 70 में आबा तुम किधर हो
पास ना तेरे शूटरों का खास मेरे गली में पूरे शहर की आवाज मेरे गली में प्रे आती है नमाज मेरे गली में मापे गाली तो चमक मेरे गली में अब पुलिस आई लगी वाट मेरे गली में एक नंबर सारी बात मेरे गली में अच्छा वो निकली तेरे गली से पर वो मेरे गली में मेरे गली में गली 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 में मेरे गली में गली 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 में तेरे शूटरों का खास मेरे गली में अब पूरे शहर की आवाज मेरे गली में और मेरे गली में गली 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 में और मेरे गली में गली 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 में अब पुलिस आई लगी वाट मेरे गली में एक नंबर सारी बात मेरे गली में इधर मेरे गली में है घर छोटे छोटे लेकिन जरा देखो दिल में है जगह बेशुमार दे पुकार कभी भी गली से मदद देने को तैयार गरीबी चलेंगे लेकिन परे भी करेंगे नी जले भी तलेंगे लेकिन पटेली रुकेगी नी जहाँ भी चलेंगे बोले हटेला झुकेगा नी क्यों क्योंकि हटेला है मेरी गली का तरीका सलीका सिकेला है रोशन है चौक की अवली बवाल ये रौनक के बॉम्बे की चौली कमाल ये सोबत बहुत ही मोहब्बत वाली ये दौलत शोहरत जाके कमाल वे बंटा बच्ची बमाए
Have you caught any lovebirds in any gullies while doing the shoot?
Of course. Every day I see. Outside my gully also. But I just smile and walk through is because I used to do that when I was in school.
What's so nice about these gullies?
Everything is nice, but it's not nice also. People from the gully don't want to be in the gully. They want to get out of the gully. It's because that's why the whole mission is to get out of the gully and give back to the gully for the gully people to come out of the gully. Like, nobody wants to be in the gully forever. Everybody wants to come out. I'm very sure you also were from some gully or your parents are from some gully. You just came out and, you know,
right. Made
it. So everybody has to come out. And I feel that you have to work hard for it. And nobody wants to be in the gully, man. Everybody wants to come out.
So dream big.
Yeah, dream big. Work hard.
पूरा करके वट लिए पुलिस आई गली में मेरे शूटर सारे वट लिए मेरे गली में गली 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 में मेरे गली में गली 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 में तेरे शूटरों का खास मेरे गली में और पूरे शहर की आवाज मेरे गली में और मेरे गली में गली 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 में और मेरे गली में गली 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 में और पुलिस आई लगी वट मेरे गली में एक नंबर सारी बात मेरे गली में मेरे गली में मेरे गली में तेरे शूटरों का खास मेरे गली में मेरे गली में मेरे गली में पुलिस आई लगी वाट मेरे गली में गली गली में तेरे शूटरों का
Is there any uniform for all these rappers? Because I thought you would come in black and black, like you usually, you yeah. know, sport.
Yeah, no, no uniform. I just like to, this is comfortable to me. I always used to sag my pants. I always used to like hoodies. And my sneakers, now I'm started wearing different sneakers is because I never had sneakers. So now it all, you know, I'm very excited and I keep buying sneakers now.
Okay, and what is with these hand signals? It comes naturally?
Yeah, it comes natural. It's nothing that... Actually, when you watch a lot of... I've watched a lot of documentaries, movies, and I've seen rappers doing all this, and that's why I had it in my head. You know, it's just... Now it's genetic...
Inbuilt
memory.
Okay. If you had to teach your favorite move...
Nah.
So that, you know, like all your fans can visualize...
Yeah.
You'll have to teach me now.
You just have to put both your hands up.
Okay.
Like I did do in Jungli Sher, like the Shah Rukh Khan move.
Okay.
But it looks hip hop also.
Cool. Okay, so before we say bye, let's have Sach Ka Samna.
Sach Ka Samna.
Yeah. Tell me approximately how many number of people have told you that, you know, you and Yo-Yo Honey Singh are like twins?
None.
I'll be the first one.
None. They have not told me I look similar. But some people call me Honey Singh, like kids, like small kids. It's because they see Honey Singh on TV and he's a rapper and I'm a rapper. So what you see on TV is what you believe, right? Like people who don't have any other medium, like they don't have internet, nothing. So I get that Honey Singh comments a lot.
Yeah.
More than Badshah, more than anybody. Honey Singh is a lot of people call me that. Just to tease, like if one of my friends has dread, so people call him Bob Marley. So that's, you know.
The one I saw.
Yeah, the one who shoots my videos, yeah.
So how was the experience on Talking Music?
Sick. Very nice. Bimar. It was very good. Public is full hard. Sawan is a very, very lively place. It was fun performing for you guys. It was fun being here in the studio. The missile power is good. The Kalingar juice is nice. There were some pretty girls also here. Some handsome boys. So life is good, man. God is good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all for now. Thank you for coming, Mere aur Sawan ki Gali mein Divine. We look forward to listening to your next Jungli Sher. And as for you, my dear listeners, sit tight. Divine's best hits are coming right up. Goodbye and happy listening.
Talking music. Talking Music.